1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A prisoner swap between the United States and Afghanistan's Taliban freed two Americans in exchange for a Taliban man serving life in California on drug and terrorism charges. The two Americans have not been officially identified, but the family of Ryan Corbett, considered by the U.S. to have been wrongfully detained for 894 days, issued a statement saying their hearts are filled with overwhelming gratitude. He's coming home. President Trump says there are immigration raids coming.
Can we expect ICE raids in major cities?
I don't want to say when, but it's going to happen.
Trump signed orders declaring a national emergency on the U.S. border with Mexico and ending automatic citizenship for anyone born in the United States of undocumented parents. The ACLU and others have already sued to stop that last one. Erwin Chermensky is dean of the University of California, Berkeley Law School.
In 1897, the Supreme Court held that those who are born in the United States are American citizens, even if their parents were not citizens. Donald Trump can't change that by executive order.
CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the president has pardoned most of his supporters who violently attacked the U.S. Capitol January 6, 2021.
Truly a historic decision. It abruptly ends the largest, biggest criminal prosecution in U.S. history. There were about 1,600 January 6 defendants, about 600 of whom were accused of assaulting police. They have received pardons or commutations. What's more, Trump has ordered all current pending prosecutions to be dropped.
Major airlines are delaying and canceling flights in preparation for a wintry blast bringing snow and ice to the Gulf Coast, disrupting travel from North Carolina to Texas. KHOU-TV's Amanda Henderson reports from Houston.
City and county leaders have actually been working to put together a plan since last Thursday, and it's something that's going to look into and take into account how much precipitation, whether it be snow, a wintry mix, or even ice, falls from last night into today. And so that's kind of what they're gauging whenever they are treating the roads, whenever they are going to be keeping open warming centers.
The Ohio State Buckeyes beat the Notre Dame Fighting Irish to win their sixth national college football title, the first since 2014. It was 34-23.
The longest, toughest postseason climb in the history of the sport. And after all that, it's Ohio State together at the mountaintop. Champions of college football.
Chris Fowler with the call of the game on ESPN. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers West Coast trip continues when they play at UCLA tonight. The Badgers now ranked 18th in the nation. Marquette now 10th ranked after losing to Xavier over the weekend. They're on the road tonight against Seton Hall. NFL, the Chicago Bears have hired Ben Johnson as their new head coach. The 38-year-old Johnson has been an assistant with the Lions for the past six seasons and has served as offensive coordinator there the past three. And would the Packers trade for a veteran player on the backside of his career to help out with their pass rush? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I don't particularly want to see somebody on the backside of their career. I don't think that's something I'd be particularly interested in. I mean, how old was Reggie White when Ron signed him? I mean, he was in his 30s, I believe, you know, but he wasn't on the backside of his career by any means, you know. So I think it just depends on the player and what you think he has in front of him.
Reggie White was 32 when they signed him. The Raiders' Max Crosby is 27. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, you know it's a slow holiday weekend at the box office when a movie that was released 5 weeks ago is number one. Mufasa, The Lion King, has been ranked one or two since its release on December 20th. And this past weekend, the film brought in almost $12,000 to lead the way at the domestic box office. Mufasa barely edged out the number two film over the weekend, Sony Pictures' One of Them Days, which reviewed incredibly well and brought in $11.6 million last weekend. The comedy about two girls trying to make rent, starring Kiki Palmer and SZA, is a surprise hit. Wolfman finished in in third place in its opening weekend with just under 11 million and mediocre reviews. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 actually moved up a spot from number 5 last week to finish in fourth with about $8.5 million, and it was Den of Thieves 2, which opened at number 1 last week but had a huge drop-off and finished with about $6.5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme cold warning in the overnight as temperatures tumble to nearly 20 below zero. Our wind chills around 30 to 40 below zero. We'll see partly cloudy skies. On Tuesday, sunshine, highs zero or colder. It's 18 degrees below zero at our studios.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by author of The Meet the Parents Story, Laura Enright, and Meet the Parents creator, Greg Liana. Then herbalist Mason Hutchinson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabe.
Let's do this. Let's light it up, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Nightlight. This is a Monday night edition. It is 0 degrees outside, and we seriously need to light this up because we need warmth, folks. It is freezing. Conrad, are you wearing shorts tonight?
I'm not wearing anything.
Oh, that's too much information. That is way too much information. I'm glad there's a wall between us. It's, you know what? It's not as bad as people are saying, I don't think. Like, I really wasn't outside for any period of time today, but I did walk to the car and I was like, all right, this is, it's cold, but it wasn't like, I'm telling you, wind is everything when it comes to feeling really chilled. And this wasn't bad. When there's no wind and the sun's out, 0 degrees is cold, but it's tolerable. Like, tomorrow's supposed to be brutal. Schools have already closed. That's the greatest too. If you're a kid and they've already called school like they did on Sunday for 2 days. Oh, man. That's like Christmas.
It is.
We don't get that here.
I haven't felt that relief in a long time going onto the news and being like, all right, is my school closed today? That was the best feeling when it said something, something closed today. The best feeling as a kid.
You know what's the worst, though? Like in Marinette, I've noticed they tend to, there have been a few days where we live and where my kids went to school in Marinette, they didn't call it. In Menominee, right across the river, called it. All the surrounding schools called it. And that just creates bitterness.
Or there's the two-hour delay as well.
That's, which isn't terrible.
Yeah, you can have a longer breakfast, I guess.
It's better than nothing. It's nice to know that ahead of time, too, because then you can sleep in a little bit. If you get up, you're all raring to go at 6:30 in the morning. It's like, oh, now we got to sit around for 2 more hours. It's better than going to school and learning.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, good weekend. Lots of stuff going on. So many great films in the theater. I got to none of them. We took my daughter back to school, to college. So that was kind of our weekend. And I really meant to see like 4 movies, and I saw none. I saw the end of a couple football games, and that was about it. So I got a lot to discuss. Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them.
Really?
Well,
me too. First of all, yes. Let me just say,
I guess when a stadium like Lambeau has, you know, home field advantage in the cold, yeah. I think that's still cool. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything playing in snow and stuff. So,
yeah.
I'm still for it, I guess, but
I used to be like old school, like same deal in Chicago, open air stadium. Spent the first part of my childhood there. The second part here, we have an open air stadium here as well. And I was all about, no, you got to be tough. You got to play outside. And that's how football,
Oh, man, have I done an about face. That was stupid young me talking. Give me a dome anytime. And here's why. When you're watching, like I watched the second half of the Baltimore-Buffalo game yesterday, I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow and not optimizing their athleticism. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, are you kidding me? I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. Talking to you, Mark Andrews. But I mean, so I want the dome. And I have no desire to go to a football game anymore. The last game I went to was at Soldier Field in 2015. And I just, I mean, it helps that your team sucks. Or it doesn't help. And that was a September game, so it wasn't bad. But I'm done. And I think it's more of an equal playing field, too, when you have a dome everywhere.
Yeah, you know, you watched that Lions game, did you?
I did. I that was the other game I watched part of, yeah.
I was just surprised about what happens. But that's a dome stadium right there.
Right.
And Jaden Daniels looked amazing.
He looked amazing, and Goff looked like the Goff that we used to know. I mean, and maybe if that was an outdoor game, well, Goff probably would have sucked too. But Jaden Daniels might not have been as effective. But they both, I mean, it's neutral. But I don't know.
Jahmyr Gibbs was crazy. He got that game too, yeah.
Yeah, he's great. But I don't know. It should be a good Super Bowl. I don't want Kansas City to win again. I'm so done.
I want the Bills.
Travis Kelce. And, yeah, I would love to see the Bills win. Or
Washington versus the Bills is what I want the Super Bowl to be.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of done with the Eagles, too, especially after that fan.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want the Eagles. I don't want Washington. I don't want to hear about Jaden Daniels the entire offseason, even though we already will because he's great.
You're going to hear, oh, the Bears should have drafted Jaden Daniels instead of Caleb Williams.
Oh, I'm already hearing that.
Yeah.
I will say this. I don't think Jaden Daniels, he would not have had the year he had he on the Bears with that mess.
No.
And Caleb Williams showed, if anything, he's got a lot of metal. And he's a gritty guy. And that might have ruined some quarterbacks. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with their new coach, Ben Johnson. So the NFC North, whether or not the Bears have a winning record next year, just got a little tougher. But I don't know. It should be interesting. But that leads us, ladies and gentlemen, to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Where do you stand on dome stadiums? Dome or open air? Yes, I'm asking you, Packer fans, Badger fans. Bears, Detroit, Minnesota, there's some fans out there. What do you guys think? Do you wish your teams played in open air? Do you like the dome? I like the dome. Conrad, you seem like you like the dome, even though you love Lambeau Field. You're conflicted.
Yeah, the only stadium I'll appreciate not being a dome is Lambeau.
Okay. And I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. It's kind of new anyway. So they might be, depending on what happens in Chicago, they might be the only open-air stadium, well, certainly in the NFC North.
Yeah, you can get that really cold weather
in
the NFC North. Yeah, I mean, because is that new stadium going to have a dome in Chicago?
Either way, yeah, regardless of if they build it downtown, at least, you know, who knows, but that's what I've heard. And I don't buy into the, well, we've got the advantage because most of the home players hate that weather too. And not it's not like they're all from Green Bay or Chicago or wherever. So nobody likes playing in it. But I think it gives the fans like a sense of security almost. Like, well, this is our home stadium and we like open air. But what do you think, folks? Let us know. Dome or open air stadium? What do you prefer? For selfish reasons, I like the dome. I really don't care when I'm watching at home, but I kind of do because, as I mentioned, I don't like snow on the ground. I want to see great athletes being great athletes, not looking like the Keystone Cops or like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. So let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Dome or open air? Where are you at? You can also text us on the stream if you want to watch the radio on TV. Conrad will tell you how to do that.
Yeah, so on Facebook, we're under WGBW, WISS, or Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. On YouTube, it's WGBW or Civic Media. And on Twitter, it is Civic Media or WGBW.
Be part of the show, folks. It's always more fun when you guys text and let us know how you feel. You can also text on the app. It's so easy. And if you're there, give us a like or a follow. We love to get likes and follows. We're no different than anyone else on social media. Twitter was shut down for about 7 minutes over the weekend.
TikTok? I wish Twitter was shut down.
I do, too. Although they're all the same now. I mean, they're all like,
yeah, that was,
doesn't even matter anymore.
That was really funny. It gave us the message, and then
yeah,
I think it was later that day it came back.
President Trump did it after threatening to shut it down 4 years ago. I mean, what a mess. I just think all of them are the same now. We'll see what happens with Blue Sky, but they all have these open, you don't have to censor what you say and misinformation and all that kind of stuff. So that will be interesting. But we have a great show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Native son, not mine, but a native son of Wisconsin. Tom Clark will be here. Very funny comedian from Milwaukee. Tom joins us at 6:35 to talk about some upcoming dates he has here in Wisconsin. He's coming back from Southern California. I don't think he was that close to the fires, but I'm sure he's still happy to get out of there and experience some good old Midwestern freezing. A nice contrast to what he's dealing with out in Southern California, I am sure. And Matt Miller will be here at 7:20. Matt is going to talk to us about awards season. And Matt has seen all the movies I meant to see this weekend. He's seen The Brutalist, Den of Thieves 2, Nosferatu, Better Man, and The Last Showgirl with Pamela Anderson. Not to be confused with Pamela Anderson's other movie she made years and years ago. This is an actual movie where she's getting really high praise. So I'm excited to talk to Matt about that. We'll talk about Oscar nominations that come out Thursday, maybe make some predictions and get Matt's take on award season so far. So great guests tonight. Both Milwaukee boys. They will be along shortly. Tom Clark at 6:35, Matt Miller at 7:20. Great to have you with us. We are broadcasting statewide from beautiful, cold downtown Green Bay where there's no wind and I can see my car. Remember last week when there was about 8 hoodlums came up and started banging on the window?
Yeah.
It looked like a fraternity. Some guys out, and they just would not stop. And I tried to ignore them. And, you know, kids are such jerks nowadays. I don't know what would have happened, like, if I walked out there. Like, if I was a kid and I was doing something stupid like that, and the adult got up and started, like, acting like he was coming toward, we would have taken off.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like kids now are smarter. They're like, what are you going to do? Hit me? Go ahead, you know? But maybe we should shut the curtains from now on. That same night, Conrad, I'm driving home, and this is like the third time this has happened this winter. We've gotten snow out of nowhere. It wasn't predicted. I drove home. It took me about an extra half hour to drive home, and I was doing that thing where I was, like, out of wiper fluid, basically. That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Like, no. I'm like, really cranking down on the handle, and like two drops are coming out, and then you can't see anything. So then you're hoping for more snow to get the wiper going because it'll be like more like water. But I made it. I made it all the way to Marinette.
Congrats.
Thank you. And I had extra fluid in the trunk, but I wasn't going to pull over on 41.
You know, I'm glad to say I made it the 7 minutes.
That's tough. You just have to be prepared.
Yeah.
All right. Fun show tonight. Great to have you with us. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it breaks my heart. When it did I fall? I want to cry, cry, cry alone. When you're feeling blue, I'm waiting just for you. Someone.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So, all right, you know, one of the best parts about my weekend was just listening to podcasts and hearing about Bob Uecker. Like, those stories are still rolling in. Mike Clemens joined us Friday night, shared some really funny Uecker stories. I never had the pleasure to meet him, would have loved to. I think he's had a really unique, well, he's had a really unique life, but his career is incredible. A star of a sitcom for 5 years in a few movies, commercials, baseball announcer, also played baseball. He's had a remarkable existence in his 90 years, was calling games up until his death, really. He finished last year, not full time, but called quite a few games last year. One of the best stories I heard over this weekend, and we were having issues getting the clip, unfortunately, but it was Al Michaels on Rich Eisen's show. And he was saying that Al Michaels said he and Uecker, were you able to at least watch the clip?
No,
you didn't even get to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. So it's Al Michaels telling a story about him, Bob Uecker, and Howard Cosell calling a baseball game. And Howard Cosell said they might bunt here. Howard Cosell didn't know a lot about baseball, as I understand it. Iconic announcer, but apparently baseball wasn't his game. So Uecker tried to explain to Cosell on the air that this would not be a time you would bunt, and he tried to do it tactfully, but things got a little testy. And Cosell said something to the effect like, you know, Uke, you don't have to be so truculent. Do you know what truculent means? Kind of calling him out on the air. And Uecker, according to Al Michaels, without missing a beat, said, well, yeah, if you had a truck and I borrowed it, it'd be a truculent. Rich Eisen loses it and said, without missing a beat. And Al Michaels says, without missing a beat.
He's so good on the spot.
So good on the spot. That was great. Very punny and funny line from Bob Uecker. So on Wednesday, Skip Kiparis will be here. Skip is the guy who was in the booth with Bob Uecker for the Major League films, played his color commentator, and Skip is a very funny comedian. One of the first comics I saw when I set foot in a comedy club when I was like 19 in Chicago, and Skip was the headlining act, and I thought he was just hilarious. And that was the thrill of a lifetime for Skip to be in the film Major League. So we'll talk to Skip about his experience with Bob Uecker. That's on Wednesday night here at Nightlight. Tonight we have comedian Tom Clark will join us at 6:35. He's got some Wisconsin dates coming up. He is one of Milwaukee's own. And then we go to another one of Milwaukee's own. Film critic Matt Miller joins us at 7:20. All right, where was I going to go? So we don't have the clip, unfortunately. That's too bad. We'll have to figure out... So let's read some text, Conrad. What do you think?
I like that. Otherwise, like it's a great birthday today, too.
All right. Get your birthday out of the way. I know you're salivating, chomping at the bit.
Well, it's Rainn Wilson's birthday. He turns 59.
Dwight,
yeah. Yes.
He's 59?
Yeah, he's 59.
Oh, wow.
And okay. he sadly lost his home, too, in the LA fires.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He showed a video of... what the rooms were and what they used to be, and there's just nothing there anymore.
Wow. That's horrible.
Yeah.
So he lived in Pacific Palisades or somewhere, although the fires were bad, I guess, out a little bit further east as well, but that's horrible. So do you have a good clip?
If you want to fit this in, it's about 2 minutes. We could play. It's where he killed Angela's cat while they're dating.
This is the great. Well, I have time to read text because we got some great text coming in on our question.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we do this clip later in the show then?
All right, let's keep it.
But I do got like a 13-second clip that we could play.
Let's do that. I like that one too because Dwight was always the one that said, "Question: how many people can I fire?"
Question: where can I put my terrarium?
Question: may I investigate?
Yeah.
Okay. Question:
what kind of bear is best?
That's a ridiculous question.
The last one was when Jim was impersonating Dwight.
So great. When he showed up like dressed in Dwight attire, that he is goes, a great question. Episode. Love it. It's so funny because Dwight, I thought was so funny, but I think I've said this before. I love the British Office so much, and the Dwight character's name was Gareth, and Gareth was hilarious. But this Dwight grew on me so much. Like, compared to the British version of Dwight, I thought this Dwight was over the top, but he's not. He was so great. And
one thing I loved in The Office is, like, every episode you don't know what you're going to get from Dwight.
Right.
Like, it's going to be something totally different from the last one.
And at times he was almost like he was an ally. And then all of a sudden he's just back to being Dwight.
Yeah.
It was so great. And he's like Cliff Clavin from Cheers. Like, you don't mind that they berate him and belittle him so much because he deserves it. He's just such a dink. All right, let's get some texts in. Our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is open air stadium or dome? The inspiration behind the question was, I just feel like I don't care. I don't go to many live sporting events anymore. I like to watch them in my living room, but I feel like great athletes should play the playing surface should be, it should be a level playing field. It should be neutral. Make the conditions the same for everybody. And for selfish reasons, I don't like to be cold. So when I do go to a game, I'd love to go to a dome. But anyway, that's our question tonight. Dome or open air stadium? Let us know what you think, folks, at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. From the 262, Jim in Kenosha says, open air, natural turf. No doubt about where Jim stands on that. I have a feeling that's where most people are going to align themselves. Tom from New Berlin says, with you, Pete, Brewers play in a dome. Packers, it's a brand, Frozen Tundra, but they could do concert in the winter, but natural grass is a better playing surface. Well, I agree with that. I love the natural grass, and it's better for the athletes as well. I don't understand the first part, Tom, though. The Brewers do play in a dome. That's the perfect scenario, really, the retractable.
Yes.
And if love you've got the money. Yeah, not every team is willing to spend that kind of money, though, but it is cool that the Brewers have that. Jim from Appleton says, Lambeau will never have a dome. Well, at least for the next 15-plus years. That's true, Jim. But I could see, look, we all get soft over the years. At some point, maybe Lambeau can have a dome. You guys are proud that you don't have one now.
I doubt it. It is a brand, Frozen Tundra.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, so freeze the tundra, close the damn roof. You can get both things. John from the 740 says, very excited about the star-studded coaching staff Ben Johnson is putting together, along with our QB1, Caleb Williams. We've got a Bear fan here, Conrad. Along with our QB1, Caleb Williams, as a fellow Bears fan, I chastise you, sir, as winter games have been and always will be part of football. I mean, not really, but come on, man. There's a little something there. Don't lie. Yes, there's a mystique. I'm just saying I don't think I'd miss it. But I respect your opinion. Thank you, John, and thanks for texting. That might be the first openly Bear fan we've had on the show.
Yeah.
That has texted. So I applaud you. He says, love your show. Thanks. Have a good one, guys. Thanks so much, John. Thank you for texting, and don't be a stranger. All right. We have a lot to get to. Tom Clark will be here. Very funny guy from Milwaukee, one of Wisconsin's own. This is Pete Schwab and Nightline on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is moving to end birthright citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants.
This next order relates to the definition of birthright citizenship under the 14th Amendment of the United States.
That's a good one. Birthright.
That's a big one.
What about that one in the court? That one is likely to be challenged.
Could be. We think we have good ground.
The ACLU has already sued to stop it. The president has pardoned almost all of those who attacked the U.S. Capitol 4 years ago, and CBS's Scott McFarland tells us
he has ordered the Attorney General of the United States to shut down the current pending prosecutions. There are hundreds of people who were still awaiting trial.
The Midwest is dealing with lake effect snow, and Sean Soulard with Michigan's Berrien County Sheriff's Department says driving is not safe.
The best recommendation I can give them is to obviously slow down, take their time. And with the weather the way it is, you're better off just staying inside.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers West Coast trip continues when they play at UCLA tonight. The Badgers now ranked 18th in the nation. Marquette now 10th ranked after losing to Xavier over the weekend. They're on the road tonight against Seton Hall. NFL, the Chicago Bears have hired Ben Johnson as their new head coach. The 38-year-old Johnson has been an assistant with the Lions for the past six seasons and has served as offensive coordinator there the past three. And would the Packers trade for a veteran player on the backside of his career to help out with their pass rush? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I don't particularly want to see somebody on the backside of their career. I don't think that's something I'd be particularly interested in. I mean, how old was Reggie White when Ron signed him? I mean, he was in his 30s, I believe, you know, but he wasn't on the backside of his career by any means, you know. So I think it just depends on the player and what you think he has in front of him.
Reggie White was 32 when they signed him. The Raiders' Max Crosby is 27. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Comedian Dave Chappelle has made a living being funny and controversial, which is tough to do. On last weekend's Saturday Night Live, the comedian said he was tired of being controversial. During his fourth time hosting the show, Chappelle wished new President Trump good luck, joked about the LA fires, and at one point said he was never invited to a Diddy party, adding that that is a hard way to find out you're ugly. He might be tired of being controversial, but it will be interesting to see if he can avoid those urges over the next 4 years. Awards season is heating up, even for the lesser-known award events. Saudi Arabia's Joy Awards took place over the weekend and had some serious star power in attendance. Morgan Freeman was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, which was presented by Anthony Hopkins. Matthew McConaughey was given the award for Best Personality, which is really impressive given that he makes the absolute worst commercials. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be bitterly cold again today. Temperatures will hang in the single digits below zero here all day long, but things will get better. Temperatures are going to rise tonight. A little light snow overnight tonight, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with temps climbing back into the upper teens by tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently 18 below.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our friend Luke Mathers is in with another edition of What's Grinding His Gears. And we'll take a look at what's worse, grocery or clothes shopping. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Down, down, down. Come on! We get twisted when we go
out there before night. John tagged his text earlier from before the break. John from the 740. He capped it, put a button on the whole conversation with F domes. So making no bones about his stance regarding domes or open air stadiums. But let me know what you think, folks. That is our question for the night. And we'll jump into that after our interview with Tom Clark. And Matt Miller joins us at 720, Milwaukee Entertainment Critic. We'll talk about award shows. And Matt is up on all the movies in the theaters that I am not, so I'm excited to have Matt on the show. Right now, I'm excited to welcome my next guest. He has been on the show. He's no stranger to Nightlight and certainly no stranger to Wisconsin. This is his home state, and he is a native son of Milwaukee and certainly one of their funniest comics to ever come out of the city. Tom Clark joins me now on Nightlight. Oh, Tom, how are you?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm doing good. I was a little upset when they said F the domes. I thought they were talking about the Mitchell Park domes.
He might have been. Oh. He's a Bear fan, Tom. So who knows?
Oh, geez.
He
doesn't know.
Where do you stand on domes, Tom? You're an old school guy and a big Packer fan.
I mean, if you go to the Brewer games, I mean, there's nothing better than the Brewers. You know every game is going to get played.
Right.
You know that if it's 20 degrees outside, it's going to be beautiful inside. I think, dome it up. I mean, I do like football in the cold, but sometimes it's like 20 below. It's ridiculous.
You do realize what you're saying. You like a dome for when the weather's nice, but you don't like
it. I think I like a dome for baseball, and I think it makes sense because you have too many rainouts. You start the season in March in the Midwest, and it's like – but I think in football, I don't mind an undomed stadium. I think that's sort of the fun of it is the conditions. And otherwise, it just turns into like, you know, throwing the football as far as you can and running up the score. I think there's something to be said for cold weather games.
Interesting. All right. And you played the game near Green Bay. Didn't you play for St. Norbert's? All right.
I played at St. Norbert College. I played outside linebacker.
Wow.
I used to wear Brian Noble's cleats because the Packers would donate their equipment, and I had his cleats.
Oh, wow. That must have been kind of cool. Did it inspire you?
Didn't help me.
Did you get athlete's foot?
Whatever disease Brian Noble had on his feet, I got it now.
But you were honored, though, because it came from Brian Noble, a professional baller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when we had linebackers. We had some great linebackers back then.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. It's good to have you here, Tom. Are you in Wisconsin right now, or are you still in SoCal?
I'm still in Southern California. I'm still out here till Thursday.
Okay. And how are you doing? I know you guys live out a little ways. No danger of the fires reaching that where you guys are, or what's the story there?
Well, we live a little outside of LA. So we're when the fires broke out, there's something called the Kenneth Fire, and then there was the Palisades Fire. So you can see both those fires coming over the mountain where we are. We're sort of near Malibu.
Okay.
And it was very scary. And my dad is out here. My dad moved out to California 2 years ago.
90. So I had to evacuate. Is he 90 or 95?
He's 98.
98. Oh my gosh. Okay. Wow.
So I had to evacuate him, and I'm like, I don't know. I do this on stage, but I said, like, you know, I was like, my dad's been through the Great Depression, World War II. He fought in World War II. Wow. And then I have to tell him, hey, Dad, we have to evacuate. It's windy. Okay. Fought in World War II. He's like, it's windy out. I think I'll be fine.
That is a total comedian's take. No, he could burn, Tom. That's funny. Oh, that's great. Well, that's fantastic to have your dad out there, I'm sure. And you know, he was a Milwaukee guy his whole life, right? So this must be kind of fun for him. Recharge his battery a little bit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He and I last, in June of last year, we went to the Brewer game. I hit up, what's his name? Tim. He's one of the Brewer broadcasters. I should remember his name, but I hit him up on Twitter about bringing my dad to the game, and he got us in. We got to go on the field, the Angels Stadium field, and watch the Brewers do batting practice. And he got to meet Pat Murphy and Christian Yelich and Sal Frelick, and everyone was so nice. And I can't remember the guy's name. He was a former pitcher. Tim was his name. And
Conrad, you know who that is? No? Okay. We can probably.
He does the Brewer broadcast. But anyways, but it was so incredible. So I got to take my dad there, and he was kind of blown away. So if you go to my Instagram, you can see a bunch of pictures of my dad with all the Brewers and stuff. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love it. But yeah, he's enjoying his time. He's really, you know, I think there's something to be said for being close to, you know, your family and stuff like that. Really kind of extends your life. And he loves it where he's at. He's right up the street from where we are at a, you know, one of those, what are they called? Elder retirement care homes, type places. Yeah.
Where it's probably 105 degrees, even though you're in SoCal, Southern California. Keep it nice and
toasty. He's always got a jacket on. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty neat. Did you guys go to the old County Stadium when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. I grew up right on Blue Mound Road, 49th and Blue Mound. Yeah. So we were right down the street from Ray Jackson's, where Bob Uecker used to hang out. And in 82, when they made the World Series, my dad submitted for they did like a lottery on the tickets, and he won. So we went to all the playoff games. I got to be at game 5 of the playoffs against the Angels. Wow. And we ran on the field and all that stuff. I ran on the field. I was like 10 years old, I think, at the time. So I'm trying to get over the fence. And this guy behind me, this is how polite Milwaukee people are. This guy behind me goes, "Kid, if you don't hurry up, we're going to trample you."
And you were just happy to have some warning.
Right. You wouldn't do that in New York or California.
He's going to kill you. Oh, that's very funny. I have such great memories of my mom's family. My parents met at Marquette, and my mom's family, mm-hmm. The Murphys, migrated to Milwaukee shortly before she was in college. And they lived in Janesville for a while too. But they used to, my Uncle Pat Murphy used to organize these fun tailgates, and it was my first experience. Mm-hmm. Like, where I grew up in Chicago, my mom would put us on the bus and take us to Wrigley, but there's no tailgating, or you just went into the stadium and nobody was there in the late 70s anyway. But the Brewers, it was like such a different vibe. Like, there were people playing catch in the parking lot and eating bratwursts and burgers, and it was just like nothing I had ever seen. Do they still do that at the new stadium?
Oh yeah, it's still a huge thing. I think they kind of limit it because people used to like make a night of it. You know, they'd stay there all night, all day. But you know, I used to stay, we lived right by the stadium. So we used to park cars in our driveway. That was like how made extra money, much to my parents' chagrin.
Yeah.
But we'd park 6 or 7 cars in our driveway.
Oh, that's great.
Park them on the grass and, you know, make some dough.
Are you, Tom, I don't know if you've been following the weather here. Today in downtown Green Bay, it's a balmy 0, right on the nose. It's 0 degrees. And I remember when we moved back here from LA, my son was 11 and he's in the car on his first day to school in Marinette. And he goes, he's all bundled up in a snowsuit. And a week earlier, he was complaining about 45 degree weather in the morning in LA. And he says to me, "Dad, what is the temperature outside?" I look at the thermometer and it just says 1.
I know.
It's so brutal.
And back then you would look, I had a paper route in Milwaukee, and I would, if I was like 1 degree, I was like, "Oh, it's not too bad. 1 degree. Right. I'd be like, at least it's not 20 below zero. It's like, that's why nothing phases me in LA with the weather or anything.
Yeah.
Cause I'm just like, I saw horrible things in Wisconsin with the weather. So,
and you probably didn't know how bad it was until you were in LA for years. Cause that's how I was. I was like, I'd come back my first winter and I'm like, "Well, this isn't so bad. I miss winter kind of." And by year 3, I was like, "God, if I never go back, people can come out here and see us." You turn into a wimp pretty quickly, or at least I did.
Oh yeah. No, I'm a total weather wimp. And I mean, I looked at the weather coming up and I was like, "Oh, okay, we're getting into Milwaukee when it's 14 degrees. I was like, that's not bad. Because I saw that it's all below zero up until Thursday.
Crazy. I know. All right. So you got a couple dates coming up. My guest is Tom Clark, by the way. He's a Milwaukee comedian. He's been out in LA for years, but he is truly one of the funniest people ever to come out of Milwaukee. And one of my favorites. It's great to have you here tonight, Tom. Tell us about these dates. You come back every year for a date in Milwaukee, correct?
Yeah, I try to make it home when I can, and I do my own little show. It's at a bar right up the street from where I grew up. It's called Rounding Third on 63rd and Blue Mound. And it used to be the Blue Mound Inn. Now it's Rounding Third. And yeah, they give me the back room, and I just sell tickets and get people out. And we're almost sold out. I only have about less than 10 tickets left. So if anyone wants to come out.
Okay.
But yeah, it's always a fun show. And I have my friend Johnny Beaner, who I think you know. I think he's doing
Love Johnny.
A show for you.
Yeah, he is.
And he's going to be featuring for me on the show. And obviously my wife, Steph.
Yeah.
And Stan Dabrowski, a local guy. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And all my friends come out, and I don't know. I gotta dazzle them.
Yeah. There's a little pressure there, right? You're going back to your old neighborhood. I mean.
Yeah. I feel like people want to hear stories about them. They want to hear about stories about us, like how we grew up, or they want to hear about, you know, I have college friends there. I have high school friends there. I have grade school friends. So I try to tie in a little bit of that. I thought about maybe I have some improv friends showing up. I thought about maybe doing a day in the life of my first day as a stand-up comedian, my first night, and doing a live improv of that.
Oh, that sounds
moment.
Fun.
Yeah, we'll see if I have the guts to do it, but I might.
Do you work Milwaukee at other times throughout the year? Do you work any of the clubs there, Tom?
I used to do the Comedy Cafe usually.
Yeah.
I used to come back a lot more because my parents were still there. And once my dad moved out here, it kind of was a little more difficult. And, you know, I mainly went out to see him and to spend a week or so with him. But now it's like, I'd rather be here. And, you know, my dad's here. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I try to keep it to about once a year.
Nice. So if people wanted tickets, is it, what did you say? It's the second, February 2nd.
Oh, no, it's this weekend, Friday night.
Colin, let's change that. I think we have the wrong graphic up there with the dates. Oh. So where would they get tickets, Tom, for this weekend?
You can go to tomclark.com for the Milwaukee tickets. And then I believe the UW Green Bay Marinette campus is where the show is on Saturday.
Okay.
So that's a fundraiser show for St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic School.
So they're doing it at the Theater on the Bay, though, out where the university used to be before they closed. That's interesting. They used to do it in the gym, mm-hmm. but now they have an actual theater. That should be a nice gig.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. Yeah, I didn't notice that the dates were wrong on there. But yeah, it's this Friday in Milwaukee at Rounding Third and then Saturday in Marinette.
Okay, so that'll be fun. You have this great theater, Tom. My daughter did, and my son to a lesser degree, did theater there all since we moved back. And that's a great children's theater. Recently renovated. It's a great space. I'm sure you're going to crush. And that sounds really fun. When we come back, I'm going to ask Tom about, maybe we can take a trip down memory lane, Tom, to last year when you did a fundraiser, the same one Johnny Beaner is doing on February 1st.
Okay. And then, for sure.
I have some more stand-up questions for you, and maybe we can even jump into a little Bob Uecker before we let you go. We will be right back with more with the very funny Tom Clark. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
By the sky and silver sky.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tom from New Berlin, that's in the 414, says, Hyena R.E.M. song. Or Hyena R.E.M., great song. Is that what that song's called?
I thought it was Fall On Me.
I thought it was too, and I've been listening to that song for 35 years, but every once in a while somebody points out how stupid I am. Thanks, Tom. I don't know. Maybe that's Conrad, let's Google that. Take a memo. We've got to get to the bottom of this. My guest is Tom Clark. If you have the means and the availability, check him out at Rounding Third this weekend. You can get tickets. There's a few left at TomClark.com right there in the shadows of I can never remember. It's American Family Field, right? Now it's changed.
Yeah, call it Miller Park. All those corporate giants.
I would still call it County Stadium if I could. That was when it had all the charm, right? Tom is coming back to Wisconsin. He's from Wisconsin. So it's funny. You mentioned Johnny Beaner, who you introduced me to, and he's been a guest on the show several times. And Johnny, last year you did local youth football fundraiser in Marinette last year with your really funny wife, Steph. And I just realized she was with you last year at this time when you were on. I should have invited her to come on too, but we'll do her on a separate time. She's very funny though. Is it fun? Do you guys like to travel together? Do you ever get sick of each other or wish you weren't married to comedians? How does that work, Tom?
Wish you weren't married. No, I think it's great. It's really helpful that we both kind of know what we go through as far as booking dates and stuff. You know, sometimes it's tougher for her as far as like sort of being lumped in of like they book me and then they assume they book her as well, so that can be a little bit frustrating on her end, but overall, you know, it's nice. I love being able to travel with her and go places, and she's such a hard worker as far as, you know, not only as a comic but just helping us find gigs that we can both do together. There's really no real drawbacks. And plus we have a dog that we bring with us on the road. So one of us gets to watch the dog when the other's on stage.
Oh, fantastic. You guys are a nice 1-2 punch. I was surprised at how well you complimented each other, your acts. Like, you're different enough. But she set the table very well for you too. It was a great show. And it was great to have you there. Tim Cavanaugh last year did the fundraiser at my old high school, which you're doing this year. And like 10 years ago, 12 years ago, whatever it was, I brought Tim up there, donated my salary to my ex high school, Tom.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Didn't get credit for it in the mailer they send out every year. oversight, big deal. Who cares? I know that you don't do it for the Hosanna, whatever. You just do it to be a good guy. But then they booked him and didn't call me. So,
oh my God.
And now I feel like they're like bird dogging me to find out who the funny comics are and avoiding ways to talk to me. I'm not. It's not like I was one of their. I mean, listen, I was a bench warmer in high school. I don't expect any kind of special treatment. But you're gonna crush, man. That's a great venue. And Catholics love to laugh, so I think you'll do really well. So we'll have to get together. I'll have to pop out and say hello when you're there. I always love when comics come to Marinette.
Yeah, I'd love to hang out. I love coming up there, and it's probably stop in Green Bay on our way up. It's always nice coming back home.
Where, aside from Milwaukee, Tom, what are your favorite areas? Do you have other clubs in Wisconsin you like to work?
I mean, I like everywhere. I mean, I go to the Dells a lot. I do this place called the Crystal Grand. My buddy, Michael Alexander, has a big theater in the Dells. And we love going there. I did a show. I opened for Louis Anderson there. Probably 4 or 5 years ago. And that was obviously, he's one of my heroes.
Great show. Yeah.
Yeah. So great work with him. And then recently I did it. And they had me headline it, and we drew like 600-700 people, and in that size theater, it's just so incredible.
Oh, fun. When you're
having fun up there. So yeah, I love that. I love, Madison is always great. I wish I could get there more, but I don't really do the club there at all. I love any part of Wisconsin. If you book me, I love it.
Are the audiences different here? I remember not much from when I did stand up, but I do remember going to different parts of the country and the crowds were different, or they picked up on different idiosyncrasies or whatever. How are Wisconsin's different, if at all, from other places?
I mean, my wife, Steph probably noticed it more where they're a little bit looser in Wisconsin. They're a little bit more like, let's have fun. They're a little drunker, and just a little more, they're just a little more loosey goosey. Sometimes in California, it can be a little uptight. You kind of got to watch what you say a little bit more. But Wisconsin is always just sort of, you let it fly, and they're pretty good about it. So, and you can be a little bit dirty, and they're not going to cringe or draw, not that I'm not going to, I won't be dirty Saturday, but you can be a little bit naughty, and they like that.
That's good. Are there topics you stay away from in terms of like political stuff, or are there topics you won't touch necessarily as a comedian?
I think I'm done with that. Like, I think I'm done not talking about politics or what, like when, it's like people say like, oh, don't talk about, we don't want politics. It's like, I don't care anymore. Like,
yeah,
if you can't handle me talking about, Trump or whoever, it's like, deal with it.
Stay home.
It's a political figure. He's not, he's not the Lord Almighty.
He's not off limits. So, right.
Yeah. So I'm kind of done with that whole thing of like, I don't want to get political. It's like, no, it's okay. people, you can do whatever you want. So
yeah.
I think in the last year or so, I've kind of just developed that of like, when I'm done like tiptoeing around the issues, or
right.
Not that I'm political, but I'm like, if I want to make fun of something, I want to make fun of this. If a political figure does something stupid, I'm going to call it out. I'm not
right.
Just going to like avoid it. So
absolutely. Yeah. Hey Tom, can you stick around for a few minutes? I'd love to talk to you a little bit about Bob Uecker.
Okay, for sure.
All right. Fantastic. Tom Clark is here. We will have more with a few more minutes with Tom after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, when did Republicans embrace rule by executive order? We dive in with John Nichols from the Cap Times and Nation Magazine. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known: a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump danced cheek to cheek with the First Lady and promised rapid change at an inaugural ball last night.
We will soon be the greatest we've ever been, and that won't take long.
He didn't waste time implementing what he calls America First policies. Correspondent Jared Hill is in Washington.
The president signed roughly 200 executive orders, rolling back dozens of Biden-era policies in the process, including pulling the U.S. again out of the Paris Climate Agreement. President Trump also offered clemency to all of the nearly 1,500 people charged or convicted in relation to storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
We're going to release our great hostages.
Their supporters demonstrated outside a D.C. jail last night.
Mr. Trump also signed an executive order to end birthright citizenship. But University of California Berkeley law professor Erwin Chemerinsky